out of bed and out of ideas. Back to more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
On Star 102.5.
Well, a bit earlier, we played this audio of this news reporter where she got hit by a car during her live report. She's fine.
Mm-hmm. She shook it off really quick.
But Kurt, you know, was like, he wants to know what it's like to be hit by a car. Obviously, yeah. For those of you who weren't too seriously injured to talk about it. Otherwise, you know, your major injury is probably not real fun.
Right. Like, did it push you? Did it knock you? I mean, what does it feel like? Does it hurt as much as I think it would?
Okay.
See, and I'm thinking, I feel like I downplay it. Like, oh, that's not going to be a big deal. It's going to tap me. And okay. Then it'll be fine. I'm probably underplaying it.
Yeah, I want no part of a car hitting me. Nothing. No, thank you. I don't want to take my chances on any of that.
Well, I wonder when the difference is that you go flying up in the air compared to you go flying up on the car and hit the windshield.
That's a good
Like, where do you have to be hit?
Either way. Good don't want to know. Don't want to be part of that experiment.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, 515-280-1025. Mary Beth in Des Moines. All right, tell us what happened.
So I went to Dowling, and after school, my friends and I were walking to Bebop, and I was jaywalking, and I looked to the right, or I looked to the left, and then I looked to the right. I waited for a car on the right to pass, and then I did not re-look to my left, and I stepped out in front of a car. And she hit me in my hip, and then I flew up in the air. And I almost immediately got phone calls and text messages from classmates saying that they saw me in their mom's side mirror and wanted to know if I was okay. But I finished walking to Bebop, and I got free Bebops the rest of my high school career.
Wait, I didn't know this was part of the deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they have a hit by a car special or something? So, like, all right, so you went flying in the air. Did you land on your feet? Did you...
I landed on my side. I had a huge bruise on my side, but yeah, I was fine. I felt really bad for the lady that hit me. She was very shaken and
yeah,
I bet.
A dumb teenager.
Right? She didn't get free Bebops, I bet.
Yeah, no, she didn't.
How did the free Bebops come up?
When we got there, we told them that I got hit by a car, and they all were like, "Oh, we heard the tire screech." And so they were very excited, and yeah, I just became known as the girl that got hit by a car.
Wow.
Wow.
Free Bebops for life for you. I love it.
This is...
Wow.
This is a great twist on the story.
Yes. It really is.
I feel bad that we're not focusing on you getting hit by the car at all. We're all like, how did you get this free Bebops? That's amazing.
I was fighting with my dad at the time, and so I didn't tell him that I got hit by a car. And then my senior year in my yearbook, it said, remember when Mary Beth got hit by a car. And so he looked at me and he goes, when did you get hit by a car? And I was like, oh, I didn't realize I actually never told you.
So quiet, Dad. Enjoy your sloppy Joe sliders.
Free music, free entertainment, and maybe, just maybe, a free laugh. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.